Good afternoon.
Good morning,
Jack Joseph.
And good night. Hello, Cole.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah.
Good.
I'm all right.
Yeah. Today, we are back in the manor.
We're in the manor with
a special guest.
A really special guest.
Very special guest.
Who the f*** are you?
State your name.
Wow.
Hey.
My name's Lily Phillips.
Lily.
Hello, Lily.
Fans.
And you do the hub now.
Yeah.
You do
You're
the
all
hub.
Over
yeah,
the hub.
Recently. Really?
Don't know.
Am I on your fault?
I know.
No idea. We don't. Know. What the f*** is hub?
What? No. I don't know what is a hub.
I don't What's know what a hub? That is. So you do OnlyFans.
Yeah.
As I'm a full-time
porn.
And porn.
Okay. Mm. Yeah. Do you, because isn't there like millions of sites?
RedTube, Hamster Knot.
Yeah.
Hamster Knot.
What, you mean like browsers and like Victor?
Yeah.
No. Like, oh. You know like P-Hub?
Yeah.
Isn't there like loads of sites?
Yeah.
So how does it work? Do you distribute it to all of them?
No, that's usually where all the leaks go.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait.
You don't get paid from the leaks?
Yeah, like if people are like scummy and they just like buy it and then leak it to like a...
Oh, your OnlyFans?
Yeah.
That's illegal though. You can't do that, right? But you can't monitor.
Yeah, it's really illegal. I'll take you to court.
Can you? Have
no,
you?
People do it. No, people do it all the time.
So let's say Jack wanted to just go onto your OnlyFans,
or Cole.
Screen record your stuff and... upload it to some sites, we could do that.
Yeah. Totally.
Oh yeah, hold on. So what's the point of subscribing for another month?
Well, this is the trick that they don't know.
Oh.
But that you can't just screen record stuff. But you shouldn't.
Yeah, but you don't get new content then.
Yeah.
I've heard.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
That's
Have you ever subscribed to anyone else?
I've never.
No, that's
but
crazy.
I wouldn't.
No, I don't get it as well. It's like you can get it for free. Why would you pay for it?
You could go on Pornhub and just type in anything you wanted. Literally bestiality shit.
Yeah.
And get it.
Suppose you could, yeah.
Is that what you're into?
That's what I've, yeah.
You can't watch that on P.
You can.
On the P.
You can watch it on Twitter.
Twitter's insane.
Yeah.
Does your shit get leaked on Twitter?
Yeah, but I've leaked my own stuff on Twitter.
Like, why?
Why would you do
like,
that?
Like, promo.
Yeah, but then they'll be like, oh, it's all free now.
It'll just be like clips of it.
Oh.
Like a 1 minute clip of like the actual whole video.
Okay. But surely now you do the hub, surely people won't be incentivized to go to the fans.
I think
if
enough people watch it, enough people will be like, I want to see more of this girl.
Yeah, but it's pretty much everything, right? Well,
yeah.
I imagine.
No, but like different videos.
What I don't get is like, how many times can someone pay for a fisting video and still want more?
Yeah.
Because once they've seen it once, it's the same thing.
No, but some people are like just weird about it, aren't they? Like they're quite obsessive and very like...
Oh, you get some
They want to see everything from you.
Well, we heard that you have a little bit of a stalker. Or you had, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, the guy who was like... Who I had a guy live opposite me when I lived in Canary.
Mm. You live in Canary Wharf?
No, I used to.
Where do you live now?
Chelsea.
Fuck off.
What?
Fuck off.
What do you mean?
Well,
Chelsea's like the big bucks, isn't it?
Oh.
Yeah, but I've got like the tiniest little flat in there. So.
Yeah, but
let's not pretend that you're not making big bucks from this.
Mm. It's not bad. Anyway.
Go on.
The stalker. No, so my friend went to the pub and he was like, oh, I've just seen a video of you. And it's a video taken of these builders. Basically, there's a building site. Like, I used to live in a massive high rise. I'm not telling this story very well. Used to live in a massive high rise, and next to me was also like a big high rise, but they were like building, doing building work.
Doing some building.
So you're just living within.
So they were builders.
Right. Yeah, builders.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I thought I lived like further enough away that they couldn't see into my like windows.
But surely you just close the blinds anyway, no?
Just get some curtains.
No, but like,
literally curtains.
They're like head to toe, like all, the whole apartment was basically like windows.
Yeah, just install
just
some
curtains.
Flipping curtains.
No, still curtains work.
There's no point.
Curtain rail
no, there
curtains.
There is a point. Because
no,
what you're about to say is going to be the point, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is the whole point. Of
and course. Then I kept having like all my, even like my personal sex, like videotaped, and he'd like mesh me on OnlyFans being like, oh, I saw that boy around your house last night. Like, were you having a lot of fun and things like that?
No.
Surely at that point though, you'd get curtains.
Get some
Well,
you
just like, fucking let him watch.
No,
what do you
but
mean?
I it ruined the whole view. That's the whole reason why you've got a massive
Yeah, but that's why
building.
They're openable and closable. So you can open it, see the view, close it, have the sex. That's ridiculous.
I have a lot of sex though, so they can't be closed.
Well, okay, yeah, you said before we started this that you've done the deed twice today.
Already.
Yeah.
Before.
Yeah, he's actually around my house right now.
With the same guy?
Yeah.
Well, obviously.
He's got a missus as well.
What?
Hey, yo.
Wait, she's a homewrecker. Of course she fucking is.
Let's dive in. Wait,
does she know?
Yeah, she knows.
Okay, what is happening?
Wait, what happened? Does she get involved as well?
Well, she asked to, but I was like, oh, just this time.
I just want one.
Yeah. Just this time. What?
Yeah,
what?
I just want to do just me and him.
Wait, you can what's happening?
That. You can demand his top.
So she, okay, is this what they call a cuck?
No, so...
No,
this is definitely...
No, so like they're just in an open relationship.
Oh.
Is it open? Yeah, I think it's
open. It seems pretty open.
They're like swingers, so they like try with other people.
Oh, so she does it as well.
Mm.
Oh, she rides...
Would you do that?
Yeah, of course.
Would you? You'd be a swinger.
Yeah.
Right, I've got a question.
Mm-hmm.
Does normal sex, because you have it all the time with just random men, does it just... Is it shit?
What does dictate normal sex then?
Like vanilla, like vanilla.
No, that's what I mean. I mean, like, you're seeing a bloke.
Yeah.
He's like, oh.
I don't really see people.
But you're seeing a guy right now.
No, I'm not, like, seeing him, though. We're just shagging.
Yeah, but you're, like, seeing him in a way.
Not really.
What would you class as seeing someone?
Like, when you're going on dates and stuff like that.
Well, you don't go on dates, he just comes around.
No.
Shags.
Yeah.
So you're... easy. He's waiting for you for later.
Yeah.
Then he's just going to go.
Yeah, like... No, he like cream pie me this morning. I can like
that's insane.
Feel it in me every time I laugh.
Get out of my studio. That does happen though, doesn't it? And if you sneeze, all the spunk comes out.
Yeah. And it like dribbles out.
That is insane. This is a new sofa, Lily.
Please don't leave your spunk on the sofa.
Well, it's not wipeable. This is like the casting couch.
Don't do it anyway.
Would you ever do that?
Yeah.
How does it work?
That's Pornhub.
Is it real? Is that they actually?
No. So they just like video them and they're like, right, we're going to see how good you work on camera.
Yeah,
I'm
but
sure you've
that...
done a lot of research on that. Like,
no. Actually, our producer had to do some research on you. And he got
your Twitter up.
And some stuff came up, supposedly. Cock everywhere.
I apologize.
Do you mind like someone coming in the street and be like, oh, Lilia, you've got a nice puss?
No, I love it. What
really?
Do you mean? Like, I paid $5,000 for this pussy. Like,
what?
What do you mean? What does that mean?
I had it
you got
done.
It for Jazzle?
No, like I had it done.
What does that?
So I used to have like an outie where it'd have like lips coming out.
Oh, you got it clipped off?
Yeah, I got it all clipped off. So it literally is like
wait, you
Barbie
had ham
pussy.
Coming out?
Yeah, I had ham coming out. And then when I was 18, like as soon as I could, I got it all clipped off.
You can do that at 18?
You lose sensitivity in your labia.
What? Oh, that's what it is, a labia. Labia.
You cut your labia.
Labia. Labia.
Labia. Mine feels pretty good, though. Like, I don't feel that different.
You say though weird.
Though.
Where are you from?
Where are you from?
Derby.
Oh. Jesus.
You did start from scratch, didn't you?
No.
Okay, it says here, you started from scratch. Did you?
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Like, how did you start? Like, what were you doing before? How old are you?
I was just being a...
No, I'll get guess.
Guess.
Wait, how old I am?
Yeah. You are 21.
No, 23.
Mm-mm.
22.
Oh, it's in the middle.
No, our age. Yeah. Go.
I think I... No.
Do you?
Oh, of course she does, yeah.
I think you're 24 or 5.
Which one?
Sorry, Jack.
Yeah, I mean, which one?
Which age?
Oh, sorry.
I know you're looking at him.
I think you're quite in between.
In between 24 and 25?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you're older, aren't you? You're like 28.
No, I'm not. That's wrong. 26.
I am 24, though. How did you know that?
Watch the pod.
Yeah, but you thought I was 28. So clearly, someone's lying.
You just look a bit older, that's why.
I think I act.
You got
a more mature. Yeah, all that.
Okay, right. So when did you start all this
so
thing?
So I started when like I started when I was 18.
That's mad.
Yeah, yeah. I was just being like...
What, like the day of?
No, day of. I gave it... You know what? Like I gave life a chance, but...
Mm.
But then I was like, I'm just being a massive slut anyway. I may as well get paid.
Oh, were you?
Mm. Yeah. Like, I was probably having sex more at uni than I was, like, now.
You don't look like one, though.
Thank you.
What, like a what? OnlyFans?
No, like what she just said, the slut word.
Slut.
What does that look like?
You just...
Yeah,
you
what look... do sluts look like?
Mm.
What do sluts look like? Your mother?
Hey, come on. Respect that,
sorry,
dude.
No, she actually watches this podcast sometimes.
Yeah,
so
she does.
Actually really
she watches
mom.
Every episode, so...
There you go. Love Jack's mum. They look... no, I'm going to say what they don't look like.
Like bigger.
You look like innocent and you look like, and you speak really like...
Yeah, you
posh-y.
Do. Because we met you at the, where did we meet you?
Sidemen.
Sidemen party thing.
And the boxing. And, I saw you at the boxing.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, we did.
Well, I was surprised. I thought you'd be like, you'd speak like different. You speak quite, what's it?
Accentuating.
Fluent.
Yeah.
Like
she is fluent in English. Yeah. She will be. She's
just not like a massive slag. Like,
no, no, not even that. Just like the way you speak. Not that people that have sex a lot don't speak properly. They speak very well.
Yeah. When comes
but
like,
I don't know. It's just, I was like, oh, you weren't how what I thought you'd be like.
Thank you. That's kind of the brand. But this is just like how.
The brand? What?
Like my brand is like, I want to look more like innocent.
Oh, is
oh,
it?
Oh, really?
But
oh,
okay. Like, then this is just like how I dress and how I speak and how I look. So.
Okay. And your parents, right?
Yeah.
Mm. When they found out about this,
yeah,
what was their reaction? Because obviously, if I was like a father.
A father is a father.
A father is a father, what that means.
My
if
daddy.
I had a daughter.
You don't. Don't that's a you, weird thing.
Do not your call your daddy, daddy. 100%. Anyway, if I had one, and no against OnlyFans, but I'd be like, oh, you've gone down this route and not like something else.
Yeah, because I was at uni. Yeah.
We're doing what?
Probably like, I was doing nutrition.
Oh, that's oh, fairly sick. Good as well.
Yeah. My brother does that.
Cool.
But then the first lesson.
First episode.
It was on Zoom because it was in lockdown and I couldn't figure out how to get on Zoom. And so I just thought, oh, fuck this, I'll do OnlyFans.
Is that how much it takes you to give up at something? Yeah.
You couldn't click a button on the internet.
I couldn't figure out. And I was like, if I can't figure out how to get in this lesson, I'm just going to do OnlyFans. So,
what was your parents' reaction?
Oh, yeah, they were, at the start, they were just like, you being groomed? And I was like, no, like, I want to do this. Because I don't think my parents saw me as, like, this really sexual being,
really?
Like, how I am. And so they were like, this is strange. But they were like, as long as I told them how much I was earning and, like, also, like, I was being safe and stuff like that.
Oh, wait, so did you tell them when you were already earning?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'd already started. And then,
oh, how far in did you
probably like a week, because my mum was like...
A week you were already earning?
Peas, bro.
Yeah. In the like 24 hours, I earned like $2,000.
How the
what?
Hell?
But that was because I was doing like social media before.
Were you?
Oh, were
you? I had like 15,000 on Instagram.
Yeah.
Still though, that's pretty
on
sick.
Instagram, yeah, that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah that's good.
And for like four years ago, like it was all right. Like,
to your brand that is a in joke. A week that is started a
joke. In 24 hours.
Oh no, shit!
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And you said to your parents, what was it? Was this like full on shit,
bro?
No, so I started off doing like quite just like hand bras and stuff like that,
so
and then
nothing.
And then people started offering me more money to get my vag out, and I was just like, oh, fuck it.
The people that subscribe to OnlyFans.
We love you very
much. We love you very much.
Thank you for supporting me.
Some of them could be
some
quite,
of them can be weird.
Weird.
Like,
right?
What are they called? Incels?
Incels.
Incels.
But don't incels hate women? Is that the whole incel thing?
I think they're so, yeah, actually.
Means involuntary celibate.
Oh, because they can't get girls.
Oh.
Oh, that would be probably right.
But you must have creepy suggestions and stuff.
Yeah, like I've had the weirdest
What's
stuff.
Over the line?
Not really much.
Poo.
No, I've eaten my own shit before.
What?
No!
Like, not like.
Stop
I'm not
this.
Eating your
don't
poo.
You don't have to do this.
No, oh, no money have to do this. Make me do that. You've eaten. No, you haven't.
There's
Lily,
a that's... digital footprint that exists of you eating poo. No.
Do your parents know you've ate your own poo?
No.
They
so,
will now.
No.
I'll like, explain it how it happens. So, like, obviously, I do a lot of anal. And
obviously.
When I have anal sex, I always give like a blowy after before like I've gotten sick because like, I've eaten my own shit.
Yeah, but how much are you getting a log of poo and chowing
no,
down?
No, so like it's more like poo particles, but like
that
definitely.
Is actual
still a
minging.
Bit grim.
That is, and you've what you do that involuntarily? So someone's not paid you more to do that?
No, no. That's like private life stuff.
That's but private life stuff.
I can't imagine what the fuck goes on on camera then.
But what's like the weirdest thing someone's asked me to do?
So not so poo isn't the weirdest.
No.
Well, we had for example, we had I think it was it Elle Brooke who said that one of her weirdest requests was someone paid her thousands to get loads of jelly babies.
I think it was Astrid.
Oh, is it like what is it? Giant S.
What?
Stuff.
Giant S stuff. What's that?
Where like you that? Have like little. You have like little figurines and like you tend to like squish them.
Yeah.
Like
that.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
a fetish.
Yeah. Remember yeah. That's a fetish.
Yeah. They'd like squish them and they'd pretend they're the little jelly babies.
Yeah.
That is mental.
No, that type of man.
Sorry,
I'm
not even going to fake being nice
that's
to those.
That's
type
quite
of people.
Like an easy thing to do though.
Yes,
like,
it is. But the fact that someone has a fetish over that, I'm not fetish shaming,
we're
but
not
that
fetish
is absolutely
shaming,
ridiculous.
But it is a bit of a weird
How
we're
does your brain
weird.
Get into
I
that?
I think they like being like small and innocent and like
Yes, but what? But why?
Why do you want to be squished by a foot?
That's ridiculous.
They're like, they're helpless. Like, they're just.
What do you want? What do you want?
They're losers, aren't they?
Well,
oh, they like that, don't they?
Yeah,
they like being called losers. Oh, you're all fucking losers.
Oh, they
you'll get some money in the DMs after that.
Yeah. Oh, we might even start one and just squish those jelly babies.
You guys could just squish
belly babies. Girls don't like being squished jelly babies.
No, but boys do.
Oh, boys that like
gay ones.
Yeah. You can use that big bum hole to good use. Yeah.
Okay. You don't know the size of my bum.
I just know it's like big because I can imagine you like shitting a lot.
Yeah, okay, that's because he told you had two shits before this.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he
and it's hairy.
He has bad. Yeah, 100%.
But I told her that, so she doesn't know that.
You don't groom your ass and pubes.
Yes, I. How would you know? Yes, I do.
I think I've seen them.
No, you haven't.
Do you shave your ass?
Yeah.
How do you shave it?
I used to have. Do
you put
one
your legs behind you?
Do I put my legs behind my head?
How do you get to it?
No.
Toilet.
No, I don't do that. I let it go on my carpet.
That's a good shout, actually.
Yeah, is that not how you're meant to do it? No, you sit over the toilet.
Yeah, no, what you can do is get your little Philips razor. This isn't an ad.
I use Philips one, bro.
Yeah, you go like this. Zoom. It's only a little quick.
The toilet one could be easy, though, because then you can just flush
it.
Yeah, but then, you know, someone could pick up a pube, a bum hole pube on their bum from your use, right? Right.
I don't think he's doing it while he's having a shit.
No, I'm not shitting.
No. You'd be getting pubes everywhere. You're getting your asshole.
No, they're going in the toilet.
And then you get
toilet.
The shower after. Or do you not do that?
Get in the shower after.
He does that, yeah.
Do you shower before?
Before?
Every sex session.
Yeah.
Every sex session.
I've done like two things I'll shower in between. But like before I've filmed with like two guys and they've both, the first one's cream pied me. And then I've like gone to film with a guy.
Like
you can't get cream pie out.
I'm getting out of this conversation. Wait, have you ever had a guy suck cream pie out of your pants?
Oh my, that is mental, Cole.
What I wish I had though. I've watched that entire time for
stuff. You know what I don't like? If I ever watch porn, which I never do, probably once every 6 weeks, right? I just pop you on and then I'll jig in.
Have you ever watched one of the videos?
No, I have. I've seen on Twitter. I've seen on
have
Twitter.
You?
Yeah. Have you riding that guy's dick in the Tesla?
The black one?
No.
Oh, I just thought because you were black, you'd like.
Is no, because it puts me to shame, the black dick.
Oh, yes. It's okay. Huge, mate. Okay, why are they so big?
Black cock?
No, just in that industry,
it looks better on camera.
Oh.
Like, you don't want, like, a small, like, prepubescent cock, do you? But it looks better when it's really, like, squeezed in there and like shoved in there, doesn't it?
Like, yeah.
Like when you're really being like stretched out, it just looks a lot better than like if you were to have like a normal.
If it's like loose and like airy.
Yeah.
Either way. Where was this going?
Okay.
I would know what I was going to say. Okay, well,
we talk about sex all day.
Yeah, I can tell. No.
What I was going to say was I don't like it when a female, when the man ejaculates in the woman's mouth, right? Mm-hmm. And then the female goes and spits it out. I don't like that.
I love that, but it plays in the mouth.
Yeah, it's grim.
Okay. What I was going to ask, this is a good question. Two questions here. How does the money work on the hub compared to the OnlyFans?
So all the hubs videos that I've done are posted on other people's and it's like a YouTube, so it's like AdSense.
Is it? Is that
yeah?
How it
you
works?
Know, like oh the ads God. At the side.
Are they good ads?
Yeah, but the ads are like
gifts and
local milfs near you.
Exactly.
So they pay you.
Fuck off.
No, so they pay Pornhub to be
but
on.
But aren't
that.
They just viruses?
Are
they real?
Or are they not?
They're actually
no, but you can get paid, like
they're real.
They're not real because
I know, but their websites. To, in like, fact, subscribe to get more money from you.
That's the thing. They're not going to have... I always used to think they have scams, but they're not going to have scams on Pornhub.
No, yes, they do, because they do,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, because they give you viruses. I've had it before.
Yeah.
Oh, do they? Oh.
Because they're like, oh, this pill will enlarge your knob by, like, 10 metres.
Definitely clicked on that.
Did you?
No.
Is that how you got your scam? Your pill knob size thing?
What how does big that are mean? Your knobs?
Pardon?
How big are your cocks?
Guess.
Do you know this?
No.
You're black, so I think you're a bit bigger.
He's half black. You're just stereotyping here. No, this might not be
she's
true.
She's guessing.
I feel like yours like is like thicker, but like maybe a bit more chunky and smaller.
Yes.
Mine's not actually that thick.
But then yours is just like a small noodle. All over.
What? Okay. Is that real?
Yeah.
You think
that's
real?
Yeah, that's real, yeah. But the thing is, I would actually go for them dick injections to make it girthier because I would like quite a big girthy
I think girthy cocks are nice.
Yeah.
They're
okay, but does size matter then?
Yeah.
Shit.
Good.
I mean, yeah.
Good.
But like, you know, not to like a certain extent, like you can't be with someone with like a really small micro penis. But
what
but like
got,
a normal size average cock, like it's fine.
Okay. But what if they've got great personality?
Does that go a
long
way?
Because I've had a lot of cock and so my pussy's quite like loose now. So I need a big cock. And I don't care if your personality.
That's the end of the podcast, everybody. No, really, it's loose, is it?
Well, like, assuming I've had so much big cock.
Who's the biggest? Jason Love.
Pardon?
Is Jason Love the biggest?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you've He's done Jason huge. Love.
Yeah.
I saw you put it on your story, didn't you?
What?
Yeah. I don't want to watch that one.
Yeah. I'll show you. It's huge. Like, no, I'll show you a picture of it next to my head. Like, it's only like the size of my head. I got it out and it was soft. And it was like a raccoon or something.
A raccoon?
So like a hamster, like the size of
a raccoon and a hamster are very different sizes.
Sorry, hamster size.
So wait, so it's a hamster size.
Hamsters are tiny,
hamsters
are
small.
No, hamsters are... not a hamster.
Like a gerbil.
Gerbil? The ones that are like...
Just say cock-sized.
Yeah.
Really, it's just a big cock.
But how does it get like that then?
I think you're born with them.
That's so really? Lucky. That.
So you can't grow. No, you can.
You
grow
can
it.
Probably. I think you can get like a surgery.
No, we know what you can do because we had a doctor on. And said, "You let me." He said,
"Tell her about the robocock."
What robocock?
I'll tell her about it.
Oh, you tell her about it. You can attach a weight to it, your bell end.
Oh yeah,
and it pulls your cock down, but you might lose
girth.
No. Girth ED. And what's it called?
Erection.
The bend.
What?
No, it might be that.
No, the erectile dysfunction you get.
Oh, so you can't get hard.
Basically.
That's right.
He was also saying that they've done surgeries and have given people robococks that you use a remote with.
Surely that just feels like a dildo.
Well, surely you wouldn't have.
No, it's like a robot and it all does all the business.
Does it have actual skin around it?
Not real skin. How is that going to work?
Don't know.
It has like fake
I'm
skin.
Guessing. And I asked if it shoots out spunk, but he didn't know.
I'd love to do a video about that.
Well, I wanted to get onto the python.
Oh,
because we're talking about size and all that. The python. You don't know the python?
No.
Python.
General G.
Yeah.
Oh.
What was that all about? You don't like it?
Well.
We had a bit of a dispute.
I saw him lick your elbow. Not your elbow, your armpit.
But you're going to say my arsehole.
Did he lick your ass?
Did he?
No.
Did he lick anywhere other than
he
your
has
armpit?
Like licked a lot of my body, but not vagina. My pussy.
What about your boobs though?
Yeah, he's definitely kissed my boobs.
I bet he's buzzing.
Why did you let him do that then?
Because he's quite. Yeah, but he's quite like he's not well kempt.
Kempt,
is he?
I think you should watch your mouth.
You don't like him.
Yeah, I fucking hate
he
him.
He blocked you,
did he?
Well, he keeps like blocking me and unblocking me and being like, love you, hate you. We're in a bit of a love-hate relationship.
So, okay, just from the beginning, what was this all about? Did HS fly you out?
No, I paid for myself.
Oh, well done.
Me and Harrison were friends. We've been friends for like a year now.
Okay, friends, but...
Shaggy friends, right?
Shaggy friends.
No, we've actually never had
you
to
fucking...
He has put like a pool cue on my pussy and stuff like that, but not...
There's no way you wouldn't shag it. You would have...
What you just said?
There's a video going around of like... Me getting a pool cue on my pussy and Harrison's put it in there. I didn't feel it.
The pool cue.
His cock.
Yeah, but I reckon you definitely have shagged him.
No.
Yeah.
You have.
Yeah, 100%. Of course you have.
You are a bad liar.
He doesn't give a shit who he shags and neither do you. Not an offense.
No, because I want steep that low.
Oh. Okay, so what is this thing with General G? What happened? Oh, yeah.
So he was out there in Dubai with Harrison and Harrison was like, oh, you need to meet the general. Like we'd done like a stream together before and I just thought it was quite funny. He's quite entertaining to be around. Like he's generally like, you'll never have a dull moment while he's around, even though he's a bit of a it just is quite entertaining to be around.
Is he like, he is on camera?
Exactly.
The same, it's not an act.
Nothing...
But you know the thing where he's like, oh, trust. That's all real.
Yeah.
That's
like,
not...
it'll text me like, trust.
No way.
Yeah.
You know, we had a bit of beef with General.
We did.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why? He called us out, didn't he?
Yeah. So basically, we asked him, we were like, he followed us, right? Mm. And I was like, I popped up. I was like, do you want to come on the pod? This is about a year ago. And he was like, yeah, talk to my manager, innit? Gee, come on, trust. And he said, oh, yeah, I'll come on for 3K.
Grand.
And I was like, no one charges potty money.
What the
mate.
Fuck?
Yeah.
And then we said,
I'd have paid to come on here.
You said the last podcast guest, you wanked him off or some shit.
I sucked him off.
That's why?
Because he was a, like an ex, he was doing porn. And I was like, oh, I want to see like how big your cock is.
Okay, so yeah. So it's not a podcast like that, though.
No, but it was a podcast.
Did you suck?
There was other people in the room.
Yeah, but he's a porno guy.
With us.
On a podcast, is did you suck it to completion?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, and the other guys in the room were just like,
he was talking like through it.
Where is this podcast?
It was in America. It was in Miami.
No.
Oh, sorry.
No. Which platform?
Oh, so like... So most of the podcasts went on YouTube, and the bit that like, obviously you couldn't put on YouTube, you just clipped up and said you can post it on your OnlyFans.
Oh, it's on your OnlyFans.
Well, like some of it is because.
How long did it take him to complete?
I'd say like 5-10 minutes.
Which one? There's a lot. That's a large gap.
Like 7 minutes.
7 minutes on average. Not quite.
Okay, well, okay. Carry on with what you were saying.
So I was saying. General ended up blocking us because we said on a live, we were like, oh yeah, General G said all this shit, right? And then he did a response video. He was like, I'm not coming on your Wash podcast.
You think he's a as well?
I think he's not very nice.
So I saw on another podcast, you said that you don't, what did you say?
Sleep around.
You don't sleep with verified people. Did you say that?
Don't sleep with... Civilians.
That's a crazy word to say, yeah. Civilians. But what does that mean?
Like people who aren't in the industry.
Really?
You don't sleep with people?
Because like everyone in the industry is obviously tested like every two weeks.
Of course.
And so like it's harder to catch something. Like if you're just sleeping with randomers, like they're definitely not tested. Like when was the last time you got tested?
14 years.
Yeah, I don't know.
So. Okay, so what about this guy at your house? Is he
he's in the industry.
Oh, so you only sleep with people in the industry?
Yeah, mostly. Because like I will like once upon a time, every so often.
Once in a blue moon.
Yeah, that's the same.
Oh yeah.
But it's just like it's a risk. Like I'm meant to be working with Danny D next week, and so it's like that. If I catch an STI
catch
now,
a case.
If I get an STI now, like I've got to.
Oh yeah,
that. It's just
no
annoying.
Point.
Like
oh, yeah.
Then work's gone.
Yeah, but surely you just have some antibiotics or whatever.
No, because it takes like a week, 2 weeks, and as well, then you've got to go get retested. The other day, I got this. I had this guy over, and we went on like a bit of a date. And I got really drunk.
Been on a date.
Yeah.
Was he a civilian or a...
Yeah, he was actually.
Whoa.
One in a million.
One in a blue moon.
I ended up getting really drunk. I was like, I'll come back to mine.
Ooh. Was he drunk?
Yeah.
Good,
yeah.
And I woke up and I pissed the bed.
Okay. So you've eaten your own shit, fisted your ass and pissed the bed.
In front of a man.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did he say?
But I just thought it was hilarious. Like, I woke up and he was like, have you pissed yourself? I think I have.
Some guys like that.
Yeah.
The thing is,
I've drank piss, so like I don't find it like
you
need to stop drinking urine and poo. Need to do that.
So you're very hygienic when it comes to STIs, but you'll eat and drink your own piss and shit.
E. coli, have you heard of that?
No.
You don't know what, right, let me tell you about this. Let me school you. No.
Is that what you have?
I don't have worms.
Had worms.
I've never had worms.
I think you have had worms.
Why would you?
I'm pretty sure you said it on a pod, you've had worms before.
Have I? Have I worms?
You probably had one.
No, I fingered my ass.
But either way.
But that was from a doctor. I hurt my shoulder.
Shut up. Right. I can't remember what I was going to say now.
E. coli.
Oh, yeah. So E. coli is, you know when he pulls out your ass and he shoves it in your mouth? In your
face?
Yeah.
Like pink mouth.
Yeah.
Do you have to keep talking?
Sorry.
Every fucking sentence.
Pink eye.
Pink eye.
Right.
Go. Well,
it's not even related. Shut the fuck up.
Come back to that. I want to know what pink eye is. Go.
I'm not a doctor.
Shut up a
you
minute.
You know what pink eye is.
Right. So he pulls it out of your ass. He puts it in your mouth.
Yeah.
The bacteria from your asshole.
Yeah.
Is your gut bacteria.
Yeah.
And that could like fuck you up.
Yeah. And then he puts it back in my pussy.
It's no helping you.
It's been in my mouth. So I washed the poo off.
That's.
And I was like, it's fine.
You must get UTIs out the fucking.
Yeah, I do.
That's John Wayne.
Right, just, okay.
What is pink eye?
The bully you take for the good sex.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is pink eye?
I think like someone like farts in your face, right? Or like...
That's just poo particles.
What... We missed the point about General G. Because I saw a story or a... What are they called? TikToks.
TikTok.
Where he... Was he on FaceTime to you?
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, you said you touched the python and you didn't...
Yeah, it was probably like pissed off there.
So did you said you'd touch his python.
I have touched it, but I haven't fucked him.
Why? What? Did you fiddle with the python?
It was for like a video, and I was like, oh, I'll just touch it.
I think I saw what you poked it, or you.
Yeah, like rubbed it.
Is the python all right?
It seems smaller than what I've heard. What,
oh, you've heard. Rumors. Oh, you've heard the python's big.
Well, he says.
Well, I saw a picture. Yeah, but that's kind of him in some Speedos, and his python.
You know, they weren't Speedos; they were just like girls' knickers.
He was wearing girls' knickers.
Yeah, but we just turned, because we couldn't find Speedos, so we just like got some girls' pants and turned the opposite way.
Yeah, I mean, HS is a marketing genius. But anyway.
Oh, yeah. What? Oh, yeah. What is average / what is the perfect size?
Penis.
I'm not like much of a size queen because it can get pretty sore if you...
Yeah.
But you said size is important though.
It is if you've got a really small cock. But like I'd say like five or six, but like I don't care so much about length, it's more about girth for me, and like the weight.
How girthy do you want it?
That real life?
No, you don't want that.
No, that's not real. That's not a real thing. Wait, Lily, that's not a real size.
That's fake penis.
No, like that.
I can't see
that. Is
that right?
How big is, wait, how thick's yours?
That No, definitely not. Is that like, what you're saying?
As long as I can fit it in my mouth, like...
That's insane.
No, probably a bit smaller than this.
A bit smaller than that.
You guys...
Okay. I'm just curious. I'm just curious.
Yeah, but I like it to like bend upwards as well.
Mine bends upwards.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. And men have one ball smaller than the other. You know that?
Yeah. I didn't know that. That's why it's called the High IQ Podcast.
It's not. This is Guess the Sex Position with Lily and Philip.
With Lily, Philip. Do you know names?
Of sex positions?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to think so.
Okay. Do you, okay, let us guess before we start the game, your favourite.
Okay, go on.
Okay.
I reckon you like it when you're in the air like this.
In the air? Sort of...
The eagle. Yes.
Yeah.
What's the eagle?
Is it when you're like in the air like that?
What, and they're holding you around the waist?
The eagle? Yeah. No, your legs are like above their head.
Yeah, yeah.
The eagle. Is that your...
No, it's you not. Guess. Sorry.
Okay.
Missionary.
No.
Oh.
Cowgirl. Yeehaw.
What about the reverse of it?
No, because like if I have a guy that's got a cock like that, it just
bends into your ass.
Quite, yeah.
Could go into your stomach.
Okay, we're divulging. Let's go... I don't know if that's a word, but let's go into the game.
I'm the professional.
You are. Oh. You actually are.
Have you done that one?
Yeah.
Power driver. What? Have I done it? Yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah, but like the blood rushes to your head.
Jack, what do you think that is?
I think that's a pile driver.
For some reason, I think that's a pile.
Is it the pile driver? It's the butter churner.
Nothing like it.
Following off
the butter churner.
Don't listen to her.
Why is it called a butter churner?
Because you're churning the puss.
Yeah, but why is it butter?
Yeah.
It's soft.
Oh, maybe.
That looks more like the pile driver to me.
Next.
Yeah.
Okay, is it
frog?
You go after
us. Sorry.
This is a dog. It's doggy, but a doggy about to stand up.
No, this half dog poo. It looks like she's shitting on his dick.
Okay, I'm gonna call this
the pisser.
The Scooby Doo.
The pisser. The pisser. What do you think?
Oh, I'm gonna go frog. She looks quite froggy.
No way!
Froggy style.
You said froggy as well. Well done.
Yeah, go on. Next.
You ever done a froggy? Oh, that's reverse cowgirl, bruv.
That is...
In a car.
No. Oh yeah, you'd like this one. I'm going to go with reverse car girl.
Oh!
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
I'm going to take the answer as well.
Yeah, reverse car girl.
Backseat driver. Fuck.
Nope.
That's reverse cowgirl.
They should call it what I've just named it.
Sorry, I'm not having that because that's just a location. That's not a name. Backseat driver is
no, that's the name, mate.
Is it?
Yeah.
It didn't show the car though, so how are we supposed to get
that? Because
you've got
seats.
But that could just be like a movie theater.
Not everyone's as kinky as you.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Let's move on to the next.
Have you ever done it in a movie theater?
No, I've wanked some off in a movie theater.
Oh, good. This
this is
missionary.
That's not missionary.
No, what is that? I know that.
That's the
that is probably called, what is that called, Lily?
That's what missionary looks like to me. But like, I don't know where her leg is.
One of her leg is up.
Oh.
You don't have your leg up in mish.
Mish.
Do you not?
Sometimes you do, but then it's probably called that, isn't it?
Yes, that's different.
Yeah.
This is like,
I'd say that's leg up mish.
Mission Impossible.
Mm, yeah, maybe. I'm going to go Mission Up Leg.
Mission Up Leg. I'm going to go Mission Impossible.
What are you saying?
I'm just going to go Mission. There might be a trick question.
Oh. The spork.
What the fuck is getting
I knew that.
What? You did not? Did you actually? Yeah.
Oh. No.
Why a spork?
Because like there's
three legs.
Fork.
There's four legs. Eight know. Legs. Four legs.
This is confusing.
Eight legs. Next.
Where's oh, where, nice. What is
that's
that?
That's not a massage bed.
Why does she look like she's like...
She's
is
like
that
a
consensual?
Block.
He's going up behind a lady and just shoving his willy in.
I don't...
Is she on a table?
I'm confused at what I'm looking at. Is she's in a sleeping bag or something?
No. She's laying on the table.
I'm confused. What's all the blue?
That's her.
That's her body. Why
she's
does she look
melting,
like that?
Mate.
Why does she look like that?
I don't know.
It's
just a bad drawing, I suppose.
Yeah.
This is the lay the table.
That's actually not bad. I'm gonna say this is porking a pig.
Yeah.
That's not nice.
No, but she's not. No, because she's laying on the table.
Oh,
like
she's like
pig.
One of those pigs
pig
that you
that
eat.
Yes.
Like a Shrek.
Rotisserie pig.
Rotisserie pig.
Porking a pig.
Porky pig.
Oh, let's do porking the pig.
I'm
going to say giving it to a lay down.
Giving it to a lay down.
You think that's the name?
Stood up.
It's not
lay
very
down.
Sexy way of saying no. it.
Should we do the giving it to a lay down tonight? All right, was it?
The corkscrew.
Oh, because she's
a wine bottle instead of a pig.
It. Yeah.
She's a wine bottle and he's corkscrewing.
He's corking her.
Do you guys do any of these positions?
No.
No, I've done none of those.
I feel
no
like you guys does. Stick to missionary.
I actually really like missionary.
Do you?
Yeah, I actually do.
Is it MVP?
Because you can... No. What's that called again?
MVP.
What's that mean?
MVP?
Yeah. Most valued player.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Like, it's like...
No. What are you going to say?
It is MVP.
Yeah, what is it?
What are you saying?
Most valuable player. Like, it is just like a classic.
Fuck off.
Like, that's why most people do it all the time. Because it's
oh, yeah, it's like the main one.
So, Lillian, you have won 1-0.
1-0.
What do I win?
1-0. You win that butt plug, which we can't show on camera.
Yes.
But nice. We did give you a present.
It's going up there later.
Are you actually?
Yeah.
You could give it to your
guy. Has it been used?
Has it?
No.
It's been in... I think Cole's put... Did I put it in your mouth?
That's fine.
No, that might have.
Oh, that I put a cotton in his mouth, yeah.
This is Blind Ranking Celebrities beginning with G. Lillian. Ooh. We've got Jared Butler. Jared.
So we've got five celebrities here. So we need to rank 1 to 5, 1 being the best, 5 being the worst.
Look at him.
No, just in general. Just like what they've accomplished. Yeah, and
really?
Just like everything.
Okay, I don't know who this geezer is.
Me neither.
He is an actor and he plays in movies.
I'll give him a 3 because like I'd sit on his face, but I don't know who he is.
You would sit on his face?
Yeah, he looks like he'd like enjoy.
Oh yeah,
and his nose is a good shape for that.
Oh, it goes right in the clit.
Because
that can go in your asshole.
Could go in the ass.
Yeah, I suppose what way.
It depends where.
Yeah, yeah. Which way? Setting.
Yeah.
Could okay, go so in you, the you've ass. Gone for a 3. Okay, George Clooney.
George Clooney, would you sit on his face?
Yeah.
Okay.
2. Really?
Oh, you'd sit on his face more than Jared Butler.
Why? Is that one you'd rather have?
Isn't he gay? Is he gay?
No.
No, he's not. Oh, I swear he's like really sought after.
He is like for mums and
he's
that.
He's dead.
Mm. No, he's not, Cole.
Oh, yeah. Are you guys ranking him as well?
I mean, he's a great actor.
Good looking bloke.
What's he been in?
Oh, he's been in... No, I don't know.
No.
Was he in Terminator?
No, that's Arnold Schwarzenegger, that one.
That's Arnold.
Yeah.
Arnold Schwartz.
What?
I don't know.
No, he was in something. But mums and dads love him.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they all love him.
Your mum would love him.
I don't think she likes him.
Gandhi. Would you let sit on his face?
He looks too frail for me to sit on his face.
Well, his head will go...
That is because he literally didn't eat because he was protesting.
Oh, is that why?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Do you not know the whole story of Gandhi?
Maybe he's number one then, because like...
He's got that dog in him,
yeah.
Even when he's starving,
he's starving for pussy, so... You know.
I don't know.
He doesn't look like a man who's starving
for
pussy.
Is he religious, though?
Yeah, the whole thing, he was like saving people from stuff. What was the whole thing he was... He was doing stuff about... I think it was peace or something.
Peace.
He was very peace. We don't really know, but he was doing peace.
Gandhi was a good man and he's a great man.
He's a very great man. So he's number one.
Or is he number five?
No, probably number five. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
You can't put Gandhi at number five.
Just, that's
if
her choice.
If we're talking about pussy licking, he's number five.
We're not talking about pussy licking.
Yeah, she likes, that's her.
Okay, but then she puts him, she doesn't want.
You guys said I could rank him out. Okay, rank him out. I don't know who the people are, so I can't really rank them.
You don't know who Gandhi is.
Right.
I've heard of him, but it's not like a geezer, like, I know.
I don't think he's, yeah.
Next one.
Gabrielle.
Oh,
she likes
him. Yeah, number one.
He's number one.
Well, you didn't put Gandhi at number one, hey?
Yeah.
No, but he's like black, so you'd have a bit gawk.
Yeah. You're half.
Yeah.
Okay, number one. That was an easy one. And then the last guy.
General G, number two.
No, he's number four, isn't he?
No. Oh, yeah, he's number four.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all right.
Oh, he's not going to like that.
Oh, no, fucking hell, I'll get blocked after that.
Oh, yeah.
I sent him a video of me talking, and he says, "Who's that guy talking in the background?" Like, it's the TV.
Really?
Oh my God. Is he? And he's like 40.
Yeah.
Who out of everyone ever would you want to shoot with?
Shaq.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Anyone in the world?
No cameras have to even be on.
Oh. My celeb crush is like, what's that guy out of Taken?
Liam Neeson?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
What the hell?
Really?
Yeah. Oh my God. I think it was like my sexual awakening. I went with my dad to watch Taken. I can't remember which one.
And you were
one.
Just strumming one out and in the cinema.
I just remember getting really horny and being like, right.
Really?
Yeah, so that's like your type? Older kind of scraggly?
I don't know. I just think there was something about him. He's got, so what he's is got
your,
it.
What is your type then?
I don't have a type, just like more someone that you can...
vibe with.
Yeah. And
yeah. You think you could vibe, vibe with Liam Neeson?
I think I could.
Could you vibe with Liam? He's quite serious.
I think I'm quite serious.
You are not serious.
You're not that serious.
I get serious when I start sucking cock. Like,
he might
do that.
I think he would go for it.
Have you ever?
Not to toot my own horn, but like,
no,
I think I could. If I saw him out, I probably maybe could pull him.
Is he married? He might be married. But maybe he's in an open relationship.
Yeah.
You spoke about being DM'd recently.
Yeah.
That went. So, has he messaged you since?
No.
Oh,
he's angry about that, though.
Do you reckon he's seen it?
No.
Yes, he
probably
has.
Not.
He's seen that.
I think he DMs everyone, so like you've got it coming.
But surely that's true. Not the only one. So, Ben Chilwell is the name.
Yeah.
Hey, and he hasn't spoken to you since?
No, so he DM'd me like a year ago or something like that. And it was the same kind of thing, like, hey, at like 12 at night.
It was just hey.
Yeah. Like something that's like really short, like hi.
Yeah, that's really boring.
Well, if you're Ben Chilwell, like you think you could pull just from
is him. He a proper good player?
Don't know.
Don't watch
him. Oh, shit.
No, apparently not.
Apparently.
Well, he might be.
No, actually, he probably is quite good. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
And then he'd deleted it. And then he's done it like a few times where he just like puts hey at night when he's horny and then...
Did you open it? Is that why he deleted it? Did it say seen on it and then he deleted it? Or was it
the request? I didn't reply.
You did?
It was in the request.
Yo, you didn't reply?
No, I didn't.
Why didn't you reply?
Because, like, just don't really care.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you had anyone else?
I'm trying to think.
You must have some form of celebrities in your DMs.
It's hard to remember them.
Oh. So
no, that's so not, many. No, that's not, like, really bitchy. I just mean, like, I just,
Was he the biggest one?
Not even flirting. What have you had, like, big people like?
One time I messaged, you know that Sugar guy who's a boxer? Is he MMA fighter?
Him?
Yeah. But
don't start slagging him off.
No, I'm not.
He'll bang you around.
He really would, yeah.
No, but I was in New York and Sugar, I saw he was at the same basketball game as me. And so I DM'd him. And then he DM'd back like a month later.
Though. Oh, you DM'd him?
Yeah, I DM'd
him. What did you DM him?
I says, hey, just so, like, I'm in New York, wanna fuck.
Whoa.
You said that?
Yeah.
That's up front.
What did he reply?
He replied like month later.
Same one.
Saying, nah.
I think he just put like some emojis, which is a bit weak.
Oof. That is weird. You got Ed.
Yeah, I did. But then again, like, I always think people with a lot of following, like, surely they don't see it until.
Why did you wanna fuck him?
Fit. Also, he probably could go for a long time. He's got a good
and
timer.
He could he could protect you if you ever got in a fight.
I don't want to make him my boyfriend, but
like. Oh yeah, you don't want a boyfriend now?
No,
not at all. Ever.
I don't think I could get one.
You could get a boyfriend,
maybe a cook, but that'd just be like a little.
Why a cook? Why?
Because they love watching her getting pounded.
Yeah.
What?
I think.
Yeah.
Is that right?
How does that make any sense?
Wait, a cook, what? A cook, not like a cook.
Not a chef.
Oh, a cook.
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, you she's say, I thought you meant cooks. Do they just like watching their wife get fucked? So you never want one? You don't want kids? Or?
No, not right now anyway. Like, I'm too busy tracking a lot of other guys. Can't be honest. Yeah.
Okay, you have had boyfriends though in your previous life. Before I did that. Oh, so before 18. Did you cheat on them?
No, I did boy girl and stuff like that. And like boy girl. Really,
do you like doing?
Oh, you done girl stuff.
Do you like doing girl stuff?
Okay.
Yeah.
They pay more.
I've shagged more girls than I have guys.
They pay more.
Girls pay more.
No. Apparently, girl on girl more.
Dope. I think boy and girl is more.
Boy and girl is more. Learn something every day. Okay. What was I going to say?
I was going to say.
Okay.
Do you prefer girl on girl?
Yeah, like it depends. It depends on the time of day. But usually, like, I've slept with more girls than I have.
So does that make you bi?
Yeah.
So your ex-boyfriends...
Yeah.
Don't want to assume, did you cheat on them?
No, I'm actually not a cheater.
You're not a cheater.
I just break up with them. But I slept with girls while I was with them. That's not cheating.
I'd say that's cheating.
That's not cheating.
That is kind of cheating.
No, because if you let them watch, it's not cheating.
They watch.
Like, if you, like, video it and they watch.
No.
That's cheating.
You're divulging.
You are divulging a lot.
All right.
That's not cheating.
That is cheating.
So, no, did you fuck the girl on camera, then send it to me? Like, look, watch that. It's not cheating.
Yeah.
And they like that.
Yeah, and they like it.
Okay, so what... But you said you're bi. So that means you are attracted to the girl.
Yeah.
Mm. So that is kind of cheating.
But it's different.
Why?
Because it's not a dick.
It's so funny.
Yeah, but no, it's even worse because he can't even match the dick. He ain't got a puss. He can't match it.
Yeah, that's true. But still,
yeah,
he just wasn't insecure about it.
So you're like against cheating?
Well,
yeah.
Clearly not.
Yeah. Yes, I'm against cheating.
Right, okay, fine.
I'd never cheat on someone because I just think it's so cruel. Like, I've been cheated on, it's not nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, by the guy that you were sleeping with a girl with?
Yeah.
Really?
So maybe we're both cheating on each other.
Oh,
no, I'm joking. He had like Tinder the whole time we were going out, so I was like,
what?
That's a bit mean.
That's mental.
Yeah, like, how can you have Tinder?
But you were
18 though, so you're immature at that age.
No, she wasn't 18 yet.
I was 19.
Yeah. Tian.
Mm. Okay, so when you do this hub stuff, right? Do you, because I'd imagine that'd be quite awkward. You're not really an awkward person with that kind of stuff. I'd find it well awkward.
Whip it out.
Yes.
So how does this dynamic work? Because obviously you know you're gonna
shag.
Yeah. Like that must be just an awkward, because so I imagine what happens, right? You go
Let's
to this
scenario, me and you.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
right. This is how I would do it, or how I think she would do it?
This is how you would do it. You're in the situation.
Okay. So can you show how you would do it? Because I'm more.
No. I'm the
I want to be the guy.
I'm the man.
Go. I want to be the guy.
Just be the guy. Be the girl. Go.
Hello.
Wait. Knock on the door.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh. Do you knock on the door? What if it's in a car?
Just knock on the fucking door.
Knock, knock, knock.
Hello. Deep voice.
Okay. Hello, Jason.
You like my cock?
It appears we have some sex to be attending. Now, what do you want to do beforehand?
I would like to lick your pussy.
Before?
I think we should lick pussy.
I don't know what to do here now. See,
then this is when you open your legs.
You did it
in real
life.
You need to set up the cameras first, though.
No, so you meet up, obviously say hi, have a hug.
You hug first.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's speak.
You do the general talk, like, how's your day been, what you've been up to. Mm-hmm. And then once they're in your bedroom, you're like, right, get on top of them. No. You set up the cameras and you're like, so what's your...
No one laughed. Go on.
So what's like your do's and don'ts kind of thing, what you're into. And then you just talk about like how you want to film it, what kind of scene you want to do.
Whoa. So this isn't like, you don't get like a brief beforehand.
No.
You usually
chat sometimes, like text, like, oh, we should do it POV. But when I did it with Jason, he was like, honey, you just do it how you like. I was like, okay.
Whoa.
And then is it all good, like, getting into it? So you set up the cameras, you go, all right, Jason, that's going. And that one is going. Take me.
Yeah,
what happens?
Action. And then you start, like...
Kissing.
And
that's,
then...
That must be awkward.
Rubbing their cock. And then sucking their cock.
That's just awkward.
Does it get samey?
Pardon?
Does it get like samey in terms of you do it with like multiple?
No,
like,
it's always so different, I feel like.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
But is the chat before not awkward? Are you talking about regular things?
Yeah.
Like shopping?
Like what? Like what you...
I was talking to Jason and I was like, oh, like... He's like, oh, I'm actually going to England. My his like 42nd birthday was like next week. Yeah, so he's quite old. Okay.
Quite old.
He's old as General G.
Oh my God. Yeah. Imagine him and General G.
Is like, General actually like 40 old?
Yeah, I said that. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's wild.
So General and Jason Love, imagine them two in a room.
Mm.
That'd be a strange mix.
It would be a strange
mix. You might feel a bit intimidated.
Yeah,
maybe.
Well, unless it's as big as he says it is.
He's got a python.
General Jason Love does have a python.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
So okay, so
that
so
wasn't a fart, by the way. If you were thinking that I farted,
you farted before this.
I didn't fart.
You did fart before this.
How do you know?
Because we how do you know? We they were sorting the cameras and you farted.
I didn't fart. I went. It was that.
Oh, maybe it was that.
You've been sitting there all the time thinking I've been farting.
That was disgusting.
Right. Okay.
So you have this. And you don't feel awkward about that?
No.
Just like, I don't know, you just suddenly switch it on?
Yeah, because I'm already quite like horny before, especially if it's quite big, I would like masturbate before, but not to completion.
Oh, edging, that's called.
Why would you do that?
Because like, you want to make yourself like...
Wet.
Wet. And like horny and really? Wide.
Cause, dilated.
Like, if you just went in, usually when you have sex on camera, like there's not much foreplay. You just go straight into it. And especially with someone with such a big cock, like... I wasn't pointing at you. You need to like...
Well, you went... Someone was
you need to widen yourself a bit.
What is your thoughts about the stigma around OnlyFans?
I mean, like, I don't think as many of us are like hoary as I am. Or like as stupid.
Define hoary.
Sleeps around. A lot of them have got like boyfriends.
Okay.
So like, they're actually quite good.
Mm.
But I think... Maybe I add to this bad stigma.
How many bodies have you got, do you think?
What's your body count?
I don't count, but it's definitely like triple digits now.
Triple
digits.
Huh? Really?
It's got to be by now.
High triples?
Like 900?
What, like...
Like triples?
Yeah,
like,
that could be like 999.
Yeah, it could be between 100 and 999.
No, I'd say like 100, 200, around that mark.
And you've... Wow.
It's a lot. Kind of.
And you think, you know what, fuck people who call me hoary.
This is the thing, I kind of like, I don't really care.
Don't care.
Yeah, that's good. You own it. If you do OnlyFans, own it.
It's as well, like, I am a slut, so just call me a slut. You know what I mean?
That's it's empowering.
Some people like it.
Yeah.
Do you think, do you agree with when women go, oh, it's empowering?
Yeah, I like it.
Do you feel
I
it?
What I do.
Do you feel it's empowering you?
Mm.
Yeah, I guess I make all right money and I get to shag, so that's good with me.
Yeah. What if your child did it?
Yeah.
Empowered.
As long as like they were safe about it.
Yeah.
And made good money.
Yeah.
What if you...
Like, you can't be like a broke slut.
That's true. This segment is called Say It or Shot It. With Lillian Phillips.
Okay.
I keep touching you.
Yeah, I know.
We think I'm gay.
Ooh.
Cut that out as well. We are very on edge now on this podcast because we've cancelled some of
it. So pent up.
Literally.
Okay. So the way this works, Lillian, we're going to ask you a series of questions.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to say it or shot it.
Come on, my skirt.
That's...
Oh my God, she does. She does.
She has.
She has like... semen on her. Okay, right.
Anyway.
You're asking us questions as well, aren't you?
Yeah. All
right,
we'll
start with you.
Yeah.
Okay. I've got a good question.
Okay.
Oh, but what if you reverse psychology us? Okay. okay. You're not answering this.
What the fuck? Say it.
How much money did you make last year?
Oh, piss off.
From OnlyFans?
Yes.
We asked some good questions here.
Yes, a very good question.
Yes. Before this, off camera, she went, oh, I'm not going to be doing any shows. I don't want to do anything. Round one, you're out.
Can I ask you guys the same question?
When you do your shot.
Sorry, I'm just moving the carpet.
Cleaning our set in the middle of a podcast is crazy.
The fact I'm what is it called? When you shot and then chasing it with
chasing
another
it with
shot.
Another shot. Double shot, go. Double penetration.
I feel a drive home.
Do you?
You driving?
Yeah. No, I'm joking. Okay. I don't drive. You think I'm that smart?
You can't drive.
You can't.
No.
Okay, do your shot.
Cheers. Oh, who am I chasing to? Cheers.
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 I'm scared.
Oh, that's rough.
Oh, oh God.
You know, guys are probably going to get off to that.
Yeah, they will.
That's the crazy part about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of, yeah.
Oh, not used to gagging.
Really?
Another joke, because she is.
I wouldn't know.
Jason Love.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay.
Okay, you ask
Cole a question.
Or no, or Jack. You
well,
pick.
I'll just ask the same question then.
Okay.
Yeah, just do different. Different, different questions. Ask Cole. You choose who you want to ask and.
Yeah, and what you want to ask.
Cole, how much?
It's going to be the same question.
Yeah, how much did you make last year? Wait, how much?
In fact.
No, I know. No,
I'll answer that question.
No, you're not getting out of this.
I'll answer that question.
How much money have you got in your bank account? You've got to show it us.
What the fuck?
I know this. You showed me recently.
In my bank account, my personal bank account.
Nope. Business and bank and personal.
That's
all avenues and savings.
Everything.
That's
It's quite a.
Are you going to say this?
No, I'm not. I don't know why I'm stalling.
Really, you're not going to say?
Would you?
No. What a pussy.
What a perk.
You literally. All right, I'll do this then, I guess.
Oof. Good.
The fact that you're like savoring it.
Just swallow it.
Swallow, come on.
Hey, I'm not as good at swallowing as you.
Another dead joke.
Yeah.
Hey.
Okay, Jack. Ready? Ask Jack.
Don't ask the same question. No, you know the answer.
No, same question. Do the shot there.
Actually, you got it.
But we spoke about it already.
I didn't listen.
Go on, say it.
You
no,
did
well,
listen.
I'm asking how much is in your bank account, personal,
yep.
business.
Oh.
And you can't lie. You can't be like, oh, I've only got £10.
Yeah, because I know
really,
you're lying.
You've got,
like, I'd do it anyway.
Billions.
How do you know I'm lying?
Because I know. Come on.
For fuck's sake. But then they got no content.
I know.
Well,
very boring.
Sorry.
Very. Name top three TikTokers. That you'd shag.
I don't know.
Or YouTubers.
Oh,
no.
I'm not really
TikTokers.
Like that. I don't know that many TikTokers.
HS has got to be up there.
No.
That's weird. You
she's already
that.
Done him, don't you?
Ah.
Fuck. Who's like a good TikToker? There's that guy who works for Gymshark.
Oh, James Beardwell.
Yeah. How did you know?
Who the hell is that?
Did you have a crush on him as well?
Yeah.
Is that the guy you just did a workout with?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
He knows him. Mm.
Have you got his number?
Ooh, yeah.
Does he follow you?
No.
He might watch this, though. James.
James.
Beardwell.
Okay, so you do him.
Yeah. And then, Brooke, I can't think of any TikTokers.
Good. Yeah.
Already fucked her, though.
Have you?
Oh.
Yeah.
What about, have you done Astrid Wett?
No.
Would you fuck Astrid Wett?
Yeah, I would. Who's a TikToker? Do you do TikTok?
Do you want to fuck him?
What the hell?
I'll do YouTubers.
Go on,
okay.
Him.
Go on him. Okay, do for a YouTube.
Oh, that one who's in the Sidemen.
Harry. Knew it. I know it.
Really?
Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Over KSI.
Yeah.
Is he here? Oh, that'd be sick if he was
good
here.
Get him in. Lily, thanks for coming on.
Thank you. So intellectual.
I know. Do you want to say anything to the people?
Yeah, I've got like OnlyFans and stuff like that.
OnlyFans.
She does
stuff.
She,
is it your name? What is it?
Yeah, sorry. Lillian Phillips. Lillian.
Oh, it's actually Lillian.
Yeah, that's my real name.
There
we
go.
Thanks, Lillian Phillips.
Thank you for coming on. That has been one hell of a roller coaster.
So. Thanks so much for having me.
No worries.
Thanks for coming
Goodbye.
On. Goodbye.